More than anything, I want to be believed. This is the reason I sent from the Father, the Teacher, that you might learn and believe me. He is the Spirit sent from the Father to lead and to guide and to instruct in all truth. He works with truth, for he is the Spirit of truth. I have given you of my Spirit that you might learn of me, and to learn of me is to learn of you in me. For the one who sets himself at my feet to learn of me, this one will always receive of the whole tapestry of truth in due time. Line upon line, and precept upon precept, I deliver the truth to the one who stays with me to learn, to receive. I must be believed for faith to have its fullness. There is a place of firm persuasion that I am leading many into so that what I desire in the earth will be able to flow through their faith, delivering truth and the anointing of my Spirit to those who need what only I can deliver. The anointing in its fullness depends on being firmly persuaded that what I say is true. This is the place many are being led into. The fellowship of intimacy includes many things, and key is the instruction in my word by my Spirit. For this is the foundation upon which I release my anointing in its fullness. Worship cannot be left out. Fasting cannot be left out. Saying what I say cannot be left out. Quieting the soul and hearing from me cannot be left out. None of the things that bring you in closer to me can be left out. If one is to walk in the fullness of my anointing, these things must all be interwoven into the foundation of my pure word. This is the beautiful, bountiful foundation upon which each one is yoked with me to learn of me intimately. And upon this I can deliver the anointing that works freely through you on my behalf. I want to be believed. I want my beloved to come into the place of being persuaded that all that I say is true. The greatest thing that can be done to reach for believing me is to sit and listen as we take time together in the truths I bring. Oh, to know me intimately is the cry of many, but there is no way there without time with me, without the riches of my truth being open to you. The measure that you give my word is exactly the measure by which you will have success. Success is waiting for you, for that which your hearts are desiring. Come to me. Receive of the treasures that are yet waiting to be mined in me. Come to me. This is always your life in me. Come. Come to me and sit and listen and receive. And with the help of my Spirit, mine the treasures that are waiting to be mined in me. Fullness of many things is waiting, and I give freely to all who will receive.